Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
The truth.
TheTruthPodcast.com.
Come on.
Just be careful with
God,
it, okay?
This is crazy.
We should call him on our immediately.
We don't need to call any authorities, all right?
Maybe the neighbors saw.
The neighbors didn't see anything.
Are we sure that it even fell on our land?
No, it's definitely on our property. That's their giant fence. That's the beginning of their property.
Okay. Something just fell from the sky. We just need to take a breath and look at it.
Yeah, just relax.
Be careful with it, okay?
Okay,
don't put it on the table. Let's put something down.
Just take a breath. Look at it. It's beautiful.
It's gotta be made of some kind of glenite.
It's just so shiny.
What are all these drawings on it? Are etchings?
Is it a language or is it just drawings?
Maybe it's from some other country?
I think this is from a different planet.
Oh, come on.
It could
be. This looks like a map. This looks like a city.
It looks like a map of the stars.
Don't break it.
I can't break it. It survived a fall from space. I'm not going to break it.
We don't know that it came from space.
I think this is aliens. Something inside this sleeve. Is this an audio recording?
That looks like something we could play on a disc table.
Do we still have our disc table?
Yeah, it's in the guest room.
You mean my office?
It's an office if you do work in it. It's a guest room if my mother sleeps in it. Oh, here it is.
It's not plugged in. Here, hold this. Okay, I don't even know if it still works.
Well, we'll find out.
All right.
It's too big. It's
no,
not going to fit.
I think it's close enough.
That hole is too big in the center.
This thing is a chunk of metal. It's heavy. It'll weigh itself down. Hit the power.
Okay.
And 3, 2, 1.
As the Secretary General of the United Nations, an organization of 147...
What language is that?
Who represent almost all of the human inhabitants of the planet Earth.
Is it Lily?
No.
I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet.
Well, I don't know what this is.
We step out of our solar system.
It's definitely a person.
Into the universe, seeking only peace and
friendship. Maybe it's Bastionese?
No, we know full well close. This is no language I have ever heard
before. All its inhabitants are but a small part of this immense universe that surrounds us, and it is with humility and hope that we take this step.
You're close.
Oitnes poteste chairete.
It's a different person.
Eirenikos pros filos elelithamen filoi.
That's another difference.
It's definitely... It's
are they speaking the same language? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening. I don't understand what's happening.
It's all different languages.
Who do you think made this? Is this some kind of hoax?
We're getting a message from a large group of people.
What would they have to say to us?
Hello?
Who says hello by dropping something connected to a big engine on somebody's lawn?
Someone from a different planet?
Hola y saludos a todos.
Yeah, who else? Who else would make this?
Bonjour tout le monde.
You think the neighbors made this,
Shalom.
Threw it over the fence?
I don't...
Vår tanke svindel föreställde sig att den sig lyfte högt från jorden kring. Från tid och rum, vår livsnaivitet till andra dimensioners majestät.
See, you can make those sounds.
Right, I mean, it's people.
But wait, something's...
Doesn't sound like words, it just sounds like crying.
It sounds like a beast, it doesn't sound like a person. That sounds ominous.
It's terrifying.
It's just growing like that?
Oh my god. Is it like a warning or a...
What are they going to warn us about? That's an explosion. It's a war. There's a war coming.
Another planet was destroyed.
And they're looking for somewhere else to go? What's going on? Are they trying to attack us?
Turn it off.
I'm scared.
What was that?
I don't know.
Maybe there's more on it. Maybe it has some sort of instructions or something. Or
we're supposed to understand this?
Maybe they need help.
Well, let's keep playing. Bubbles?
Yeah, it's bubbles. Why would they put that after an explosion?
Are they threatening to turn us into bubbles?
No. It sounds so much like rain, doesn't it?
Oh, listen to that.
What are they trying to tell us?
This is a recording of another place.
I mean, it started with those big explosions, and then it sounded like a bunch of different outside noises, but this sounds like...
This is the beginning of life. Explosions, creation, weather, nature, now, life.
Well, that's pretty.
Yeah, there's animals in there I've never heard.
Oh, I like that one.
Wow.
I just want to know why they're contacting us. There's got to be a reason. Maybe something's wrong, or they're trying to warn us.
They just want us to know that they're there. They're just trying to tell us the story of them as best they can with their language and with sounds. If I were them, I'd send millions of these in every direction throughout the universe.
But then why haven't we ever heard of this before? We've never heard of this before.
Because what are the chances? This could be from millions, billions of light years away. And the chances of them hitting not only our planet, but any planet, are minuscule. They could be gone. This could be millions of years old. They could have been destroyed.
That's so sad. That sounds like us.
Wait, let's stop the recording.
What are we gonna do about this?
It's gonna change everything.
It's like we're not alone.
It's not like that. That's what it is.
We thought we were the center of the universe, and we're not. There are whole other worlds out there. Every single religion is wrong.
Well, I think they'll find a way to justify.
Everyone's gotta hear this.
You just call the authorities.
The authorities are gonna hide this. They're gonna bury it. Of course they do.
Why, you know that?
Who knows if this was even the first time we've been contacted? We've got to tell people about this.
Yeah. Yeah. Just see what else we got.
Okay. What is that?
It's music.
It's definitely music, but I've never heard that before. This is a birthday song.
A celebration, I would say. Yeah. Celebration.
Skip ahead. Let's see if there's another one.
Yeah. Hey, this is something else.
It sounds like they're praying.
This feels more
spiritual?
Yeah. This sounds like a cry to the heavens. I mean, that's what this disc is.
It's a cry to the heavens.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
they sent this out into their heavens. And it landed on us. Oh, God. Is that depressing?
God, it's so different. Maybe he's in love.
This is a passionate love song?
Maybe.
A male mating dance?
Yeah.
A day.
A little bit.
I can't even wrap my brain around this one.
How'd they get all these different things in one place?
They could have recorded it in different places.
We'd probably have a war over what to put on one of these things. Right?
They debated for a year and...
Right, then, and they ended up putting something on there that nobody likes.
And it'd be full of disclaimers.
They must have really figured something out. Maybe they're all happy.
This is mesmerizing.
Nobody fights. They don't have war. Maybe they're trying to tell us they figured it out.
What did they figure out?
How to be happy together. Maybe they're trying to tell us that... that we can be like them. Maybe they're missionaries.
Just telling us to relax.
Yeah, I mean, I feel relaxed. Maybe they share everything. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe they don't have, like, walls, you know?
Yeah.
I bet they know their neighbors.
I do picture them all outside.
Right? Don't you picture them all outside in robes?
Yeah.
Just playing with each other's hair?
Well, do they have hair? We should make one.
A recording?
Yeah, let's make a recording.
For who? For the aliens?
I don't know, just for us. What would we say if we had to send this to aliens? What would we say about ourselves?
Well, I'd record your snoring. If they haven't already heard it.
I'd record your disc.
Yeah.
Let's make one.
How are we going to get it to the aliens?
We'll send it to the neighbors.
Oh, they're going to think we're so weird.
We'll throw it over the fence.
They'll call the monitors.
Are we doing anything illegal?
No. Technically, it's a gift.
How could it make our relationship with them any worse than it is now?
All right.
Get the recorder.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know what you're going to say?
No.
Okay, me neither.
Say hello.
Okay, ready? One, two.
Go.
Hello.
Greetings.
This is Dawn.
And this is Tad. And we are your neighbors.
And we know nothing about you.
But we'd like to tell you about us. My favorite time of day is the morning, before anyone else has woken up.
And my favorite time is at night, after Tad falls asleep.
I guess we like to be by ourselves.
We do, but near the other one.
Voyager Found was performed by Chet Siegel and Peter McNerney.
And when I open my mouth first thing in the morning, my jaw clicks. Yeah, here it is.
The sounds they heard in the story came from the actual recordings from the gold record that was attached to Voyager 1 and 2 when they were launched in 1977. And in 2012, Voyager 1 became the first man-made object to enter interstellar space. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, we have a website, thetruthpodcast.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
And this is what I sound like when I'm tired?
And this is what we sound like when we're crazy.
Radiotopia.
Radiotopia.